Sanders. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the courtroom at the county seat talking to his and Lum's attorney, Mr. Walters. Listen.
Mr. Peabody, if I'm going to be your attorney, you're going to have to listen to my advice.
Yeah, but doggies, Mr. Walford, $25. That judge must think I'm a rich millionaire. I never knowed a judge could fine you that much just for contempting up his court.
Well, I'm surprised there wasn't more. You should have known better than to try to get by with something like that.
Well, all I was doing was just trying to get our pearl back.
Well, in the first place, it's hardly considered good courtroom etiquette to grab the main article of evidence, put it in your pocket, and defy anyone to take it.
Yeah. Well, Lum has always said that possession is 9/10 of the point of the law. But it sure never worked out that way this time.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't try any more tricks like that. As I said, from now on, you come to me for all your legal advice.
Yeah. The case turned out the way I think it will. I ain't going to be in no position to go no place.
Oh, there's nothing to worry about. Just make sure you don't do anything further to irritate Judge Pollock. I don't think he's a well man.
No. Well, he sure ain't enjoying this trial, I can tell you that. He's going to break the handle off on that gravel the way he pounds it all day long. He got to sounding like a machine gun there.
Oh, yes, yes, that reminds me. I wish you'd tell that friend of yours, what's his name? Cedric Weehunt?
Yeah, Cedric.
Well, I wish you'd tell him to stop singing Open the Door, Richard, every time Judge Pollock raps the gavel that way.
Well, all right, I'll tell him. I never did figure out who this Richard was, no way. Some new friend of Cedric's, I reckon.
No doubt. By the way, where's Lum? I think we're about ready to get underway here.
Yeah, well, he'll be in here directly. I think he's out there in the hall talking to Doc Withers. Told me a while ago he's going out there and look for him. I guess Doc's going to go on the stand today and testify.
Oh? I thought he'd already been on.
No. He was supposed to, but he couldn't make it on account of Mr. Johnson's goat got sick again. Don't you recollect that?
Oh, yes, certainly. That was yesterday.
No, that was a couple of days ago.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that was the day Lady Maud came in, page 1260.
Who came in?
One of my clients. A very wealthy lady. Paid me a big fee for doing some bookwork for her.
Uh-oh, doggy, there comes the judge right now. Why, look at him. Look at them circles underneath his eyes. He looks worse than ever this morning. Good last night.
I understand that since he's been on this trial, he hasn't slept hardly at all.
Well, say, there's something I've been wanting to ask you, Mr. Walford. Does the judge sleep in that black kimono he always wears?
Mr. Peabody, you better stop talking.
Oh, there's Lum and Doc Withers. They better hurry up, I'll tell them.
Circuit Court of the County of Polk, State of Arkansas, is now in session. Judge Pollock presents.
Before we begin the proceedings today, I want to say a few words to the persons involved in this action, especially the defendant.
Oh.
I personally am a very patient man, and the court admits of certain occasional liberties. But by George, some of the things that have gone on here the last few days are enough to try the patience of Job. Now, as man to man, and in the interests of justice, and in fairness to the 12 men and women sitting in this jury here, let's all try to conduct ourselves in an orderly and sane manner today. All right. Let us proceed with the joint case of Skimp versus Edwards and Peabody, and Spears versus Edwards and Peabody. Mr. Dowell, do you have any more witnesses to present in behalf of Plaintiff Skimp?
Yes, Your Honor, we do. We would like to call Dr. B.F. Withers.
Dr. B.F. Withers is a witness, then.
Oh, yes. Coming right up.
Right over here, then.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Raise your right hand.
All right. Fine.
In the testimony you're about to give, to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
What was that again, please?
State your name.
My name is Dr. Benjamin Franklin Withers of Pine Ridge.
Be seated.
Formerly of Mount Ace.
I said be seated.
Well, where are you going to sit? You don't have any chair.
Dr. Withers, I presume you heard the court's plea for orderliness.
and will govern yourself accordingly.
Oh, yes, yes, certainly.
But Dr. Withers, were you ever in the employ of the Meadowlark Restaurant in Pine Ridge?
Well, no, I did help out there a little, you might say. Yes.
All right.
Wash dishes, dry them.
And did you, Doctor?
And I, swept the floor, one thing and another.
Oh, well, that's fine, that's fine.
You know, and how did you, Doctor? Guys will pop up around an eating establishment that way. There's always something to do to help out.
Oh, me. Another one.
I beg your pardon, Your Honor.
Nothing, nothing. Go on.
Dr. Withers, are you acquainted with Mr. M.K. Skimp?
Mr. Skimp? Oh, yes. Yes, know him well.
Fine. Would you say that Mr. Skimp is a man of good character and reputation?
Oh, yes. My fellow.
Have you ever known him to fail to pay any debt or bill?
Well, now, let me see.
Well, have you or haven't you?
Yes.
Yes, what?
How's that?
Never mind. Dr. Withers, you were present in the Meadowlark Restaurant the day the pearl was found in the plate of oysters. Were you not?
Yes, I was there. It was on a Tuesday.
All right.
Now, wait a minute. Was it Monday?
Well, never mind.
No, Tuesday. You're right. Tuesday. That's it.
Oh, well, that's fine. Now then, Dr. Withers,
I would have been Wednesday.
Well, just let it go. Dr. Withers, I wonder if you'd tell the court, rather, in your own words, exactly what took place that day.
As briefly as possible.
Yes, tell it as briefly as possible.
Yes, right. Well, sir, I was standing back of the counter, washing dishes. Oh, I don't know, I might have been helping make Lumbergers or something. I was standing back of the counter anyway. And yes, it was Wednesday. I had just been out to see Mr. Johnson's goat that morning.
Well, Dr. Withers, please don't bother with that now.
Yes, I'm sure it was Wednesday because it was the same day I got a postcard from Lester Cleveland.
Well, all right, that settled him.
Lester's a Marahi resident.
Fine, fine.
Nice fellow.
Will the witness please do as counsel has instructed?
How's that?
Just go ahead and tell your story, Doctor.
Well, not much of a story. Lester was riding this horse along the main street of Mount Ida.
No. How do I mean the story about what took place inside the restaurant?
Inside the restaurant?
Yes.
Well, Lester didn't ride the horse inside the restaurant.
I didn't say he did.
You're a little mixed up there. He left the horse outside, and then with him.
All right, all right.
And it wasn't the restaurant he went in. It was Martin Gerger's barbershop. I think I've still got the postcard you'd like to see.
No, thanks.
I must have it here someplace.
Now, don't bother with that now, Dr. Willis. All we're concerned with here today is how a pearl was found in the Meadowlark barbershop. I mean restaurant.
Yes, it's Morton Gerger's barbershop, not Meadowlark.
I know that.
Morton married one of the Kingsbury girls.
I don't care if he did.
The bull that you
did. Dr. Willis.
Agnes Kingsbury. Nice girl.
Will the witness please confine himself to the facts of the case?
Now then, Dr. Kingsbury. Witherberry.
Withers is the name.
Yes. Now, you say that you were in the restaurant behind the counter when Lester Skimp came in and ordered berries.
No, it was Lester Cleaver. He was the one that was riding the horse. But I don't remember that either one of them ate any berries. Which one did you think it was?
Well, I don't know.
It was probably Lester. He had a sweet tooth. He liked berries. The horse seemed to prefer oats. It's a better diet for a horse than it.
I was forced to impose a $25 fine on a witness yesterday for contempt of court, and I'm perfectly willing to do it again today, unless the witness settles down and presents his testimony. All right. Proceed, Mr. Dalberry. Proceed.
Yes, sir. Now, Dr. Lester, you say you were in the Berry barbershop.
No. The Morton Gerger barbershop.
Yes, the Gorton murder shop.
It's not murder.
Don't
be that hope now. It was merely a runaway horse. After Lester went inside the barbershop, the horse ran away, you see. And he ran right through Mrs. Eberhardt's backyard right after she'd hung up her watch.
Doctor Everly, you're digressing again. Now, please stick to the facts. What about this murder?
Murder?
You say that Mr. Lester was murdered in a barbershop.
Mr. Cleaver.
Yes, murdered by a Cleaver in a barbershop.
He wasn't murdered.
You testified he was.
I didn't.
Gentlemen, we are losing our reason. And until such time as we can retain it, we'd better discontinue. This has become ridiculous. This trial is not a murder case. It is concerned with a runaway horse named Everly. barbershop again.
Give everybody a chance to go over to the courtroom and get a haircut. Now, are you one of these lucky folks with Saturdays as well as Sundays off? Well, remember, for you, it's doubly easy to cram too much activity into this longer weekend. Often, when Monday rolls around, it's not surprising when you feel plumb tired out. Alka-Seltzer is ready to go right to work helping ease up those tired, achy muscles. So put Alka-Seltzer on the job before another Saturday rolls around. And the next time you play an extra amount or work a little too strenuously around the house, remember to relax and freshen up with good old Alka-Seltzer. Ask your druggist for genuine Alka-Seltzer in the economical large package. And buy two instead of one. Then when your Alka-Seltzer tablets get down to four, with the extra package, you'll have some more. This is Dean Baker saying good health to you all. Be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.